Welcome to Striving for Revival with Justin Cooper. This broadcast will challenge and encourage God's people to seek revival. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Striving for Revival.
Welcome to the Striving for Revival radio broadcast. This is Brother Cooper. I'm coming today from somewhere along the revival trail. My, what a privilege it is to have you join us for the broadcast today. And what an honor is mine to take the King James Bible and to share with you some eternal truth from the very Word of God. Today we'll begin our study in Genesis chapter 45, and this will be our first Bible study in this new chapter for us as we make our way through the book of Genesis. Now, we've been in this narrative on the life of Joseph for many, many weeks, and we'll continue that today. But this is an exciting turn of events as Joseph will reveal himself to his brethren. He's going to make himself known to those who have done him wrong and those who are now in his house. And we will see that as we begin to read here in verse number 1. In just a moment. I want to invite you, always, don't forget about the podcast. I know many of you listen on the radio, and we're blessed to be on stations across the country and many internet streaming stations as well. But don't forget about the podcast. The podcast is available on every major podcast platform, and you can listen there for free. And that way, if you miss us on the radio, you can always catch up via the podcast. And I like that because you can listen whenever you find the time, and you can listen to two or three at a time or binge listen to as many as you want. You can pause it, rewind it, and it's helpful when you're taking notes and trying to study along. And I pray that God will use that to be a help and a strengthening thing in your life. And as I've said so many times, that honestly is our goal as we do these broadcasts together, is just to strengthen our spiritual life, to help us walk closer to God, and to help us become more like the Lord. And the more we know about the Bible, the better we'll know our Savior, and we want to get to know Jesus better. I've been in two different churches in the last 2 days. I preached a one-night meeting in a church, and then now I'm in a meeting for several days in a different church. But in both of those places, I've had people already come up to me who listen to the radio broadcast or the podcast. And that happens every week, and so we're still batting 1,000 on that, and I say thank God for that. Also, we had an increase in listeners to the podcast a couple of days ago, just an overwhelming amount of people, and that was a blessing, and God sent some folks our way, and I pray that this will be a help and encouragement to you, and thank you for joining the Striving for Revival family. Now, here we go, the Genesis chapter 45. Now, remember the context. Joseph's brethren have come back for the second time. They've brought Benjamin with them. The servant of Joseph had put the silver cup in Benjamin's bag, and as the boys went back toward Canaan, the servant overtook them. He looked for that silver chalice, found it in Benjamin's sack, and then brought them back to be questioned by Joseph. They've been accused now of stealing. And you remember at the end of the chapter, we read that, our last Bible study, that one of the brethren stood up and basically said, hey, listen, we can't afford for Benjamin to be lost. Benjamin had a brother, and he's not. And our father, he said, if you lose Benjamin, it'll bring me down to the grave with sorrow. And he said, so we can't do that. He said, my life is bound up here in the life of this lad. And Joseph hears that story, and of course it touches his heart, and he thinks back on the past, how those same brethren, his brothers, had taken him and cast him into a pit and then sold him into slavery. And now, what a different tale it is. Instead of selling out Benjamin, they are now standing up for him. And verse 1 of chapter 45 says, then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him while Joseph, and I love the phrase, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. Isn't that an amazing thing, how you picture it in your mind that these boys have been going back and forth now from Canaan to Egypt to get what they need, and they've been getting it from this man who they think is dealing harshly with them, this man who is a man of obvious authority and obvious assets and obvious power, and they don't know who he is. And all the while has been Joseph, but they don't see Joseph for who he is. But now, in verse number 1 of chapter 45, Joseph makes himself known unto his brethren. He makes it plain. He makes it so that they could not miss it. Now, I am Joseph, I am your brother. He made himself known. And I thought about that phrase, if we could just take a little liberty with that to make an application. That is what we need God to do in our churches. We need God to do that in our life. We need God to do that when we study our Bible. We need God to do that when we gather together. We need God to make himself known unto us. What I mean is we need God to reveal himself to us. God reveals himself to us through the Scripture, and we need that. We need to see in the Bible God for who he is. I think it would go a long way in helping our churches and stirring our hearts, possibly ushering in a spirit of revival and maybe bringing an awakening even in this country and around the world. If folks could really see God for who he is, if Christ would make himself known. That's a good prayer to pray. But when we go to church, God, you're our honored guest. Christ, make yourself known. We want folks to leave this place not knowing more about us, but knowing more about Jesus. I want to know more about my Savior. I want to know more about my Lord. That ought to be our desire. And we need that. Paul said that I may know him. He said, I want to get to know him better. So Joseph reveals himself unto his brethren. The Bible said he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Now, all of these are perfect types, of course, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just a beautiful picture. And I love how Joseph describes himself. He says, I am. That's right. I am Joseph. Just that one phrase. I am Joseph. I am the one that was the one born by miraculous means. I am that one that the Father loved the most. I am that one that you rejected and scorned. I'm the one that was cast into a pit, but I'm the one who came up out of the pit. I'm the one that you said was dead, but here I am. I'm alive and well. I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? He asks. And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near. And he said, I am Joseph. Again, he makes the statement, but watch this. I am Joseph, your brother. Isn't that a big difference? In the first statement, I am Joseph. It's like saying, I am God. When God declares who he is to I am God. I am Christ. I am the Lord. But I love it here. He says, I am Joseph. But then he puts this, attaches this affectionate title, I am Joseph, your brother. And I'm glad that Christ has revealed himself to us as, thank God, not just the righteous judge, though he is, and not just the omnipotent Lord, and though he is, but I'm glad he's also our Savior. I'm glad he's also our shepherd. I'm glad he's also the one who loves and cares for our souls. And here Joseph said, listen, come unto me, come close. I'm Joseph, your brother. And I love that. It says your brother. You know what that means? Blood was thicker than the burden. Blood was thicker than the trouble. Blood was thicker than betrayal. All of those things that had happened and took place in Joseph's life, all of those things he had dealt with and experienced at the hand of his brethren, treating him unfairly and wickedly, it did not kill the love that Joseph had in his heart for his brethren. They didn't love him, but he loved them. They wanted him gone, but they couldn't get him out. They couldn't remove themselves from his heart. And Joseph said, I'm your brother whom ye sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither. And I love this. For God did send me before you to preserve life. And what a statement that is, that Joseph has now come to terms with God's providence and God's sovereignty and God, Romans 8:28, before Romans 8:28 was ever written, how God works all things together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. He said, now listen, don't you be upset and don't be grieved. He said, it's all right. I have learned to accept what's happened to me, and I've been blessed here in Egypt, and here's what I've learned, that God sent me here so that I could store up this food that the world needs, that you need, and I'm preserving life. Had I not gone through what I went through, a whole lot of things would have been different. But God has seen us safe thus far. God has been directing our steps. Well, I think we better leave it off there for today, just for the sake of time. We only have about 10 seconds left. We'll join into this chapter next Bible study. Make sure you don't miss it. And until then, you can pray with me for revival, and I'll challenge you to do this. Go read ahead in this story and get a good comprehension of what waits for us next study.
Thank you for joining us today for Striving for Revival with Justin Cooper. Listen at this time every weekday as we strive for revival.